What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So we have some good news today, and we have a good guest today with us today. We have Brian Anderson, who is the chief of Clay County Fire and Rescue here with us today. So say hello, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. So this is a privilege to have you, and you know, all the work that you do over at the fire department. It's a lot of work to be a fire chief, and it's not about fighting fires. It's about fighting paperwork and having to do reports and even handle the insurance and things of that nature. So anyway, Brian and I, we've been through a lot of battles together with that, haven't we, over the years?
That we have.
So the big news is that our fire department was upgraded in Clay County. And as a side note, also Hiawassee Dam and Peachtree was updated as well. But it means a lot of things having a upgrade in our fire department, because it's going to save people money and have more access to insurance coverage. And also it's a life safety measure as well. And I would imagine, Brian, that, you know, what you had to do to get this rating was pretty extensive. What all did you have to do to get the rating upgraded?
So there is, there's a lot of different areas involving that ISO rating, everything from the water department to the dispatch center gets graded in on that. I mean, it covers everything from training to response to apparatus, you name it, that there's so many parts of it that plays a key in getting it lowered down. So
who comes out to see you? Does the inspector come out to see you from ISO, Insurance Service Office, or how does that work?
We do. There's three inspectors from OSFM scattered through the state. Western has theirs, Piedmont has theirs, and then the eastern part has an inspector. So they got three that scattered out. So you
deal with them, and I guess the process begins, I guess at some point the ball gets rolling and you got to fill out paperwork, and they come out and they're having questions about how much water you can put on per minute, I guess, to a fire, and how much capacity you have and what kind of trucks you have and things of that nature, I would imagine.
It is. Each year we do a basic 9S or 9E rating, and then every 4 years is when we do the ISO rating as far as up, down, adjustments there. So it's about every 4 years you have a chance to lower it.
So you gotta wait 4 years for this to happen. Now I imagine that, you know, one of the things that happened in Clay County was you were able to achieve, I guess we call it, economies of scale, because we went through a merger in Clay County of the fire departments. There were four departments, and now there's one countywide department, and I'd imagine that probably helped as far as ISO rating as well.
It does overall. Because it's as far as big thing is personnel, apparatus, and response, it's a lot easier to pop that into one department and have 12 people listed instead of four different stations, you know, three people response. It most definitely helps out on that overall, because on average, to get max points, you need about 16 people to respond per fire.
And just on, like, the paperwork for the insurance, I mean, we were having duplication of coverages because we had to have a policy for each department. And now we were able to simplify that, just to have one countywide policy that covers everybody. And we had different volunteers that were on different rosters, and you were paying double. So that eliminated having to pay extra for insurance coverage, which was good.
Yep, a lot of reduction on the subscription side of it, across the board, from that to the association dues to the state, retirements, so... So there's a good amount of savings there.
Well, that's great. So being a fire chief, I mean, it's not all about fighting fires, like I said earlier. Do you have an idea of what kind of – I mean, you have different types of calls that you have to go out on. And thank you so much for – my dad was one of them. My dad was elderly, and we had to have the fire department there every week, seems like, to help out with his – he had some falls. But so what kind of – besides fires, I mean, you have to work traffic accidents, and what all do you do besides just fires?
We do. Normally, each department kind of is specific to what they do. I know Cherokee County, with the massive amount of fire departments they have down there, kind of scattered out. Each one kind of dictates what they kind of do with the county, depending on big thing budget. A lot of departments can't afford to buy a bunch of extrication equipment, a bunch of rescue equipment, so – it may be there's three departments across the board that can do it, anything heavy, anything major. Luckily for us, we luckily, unluckily, depending on how you look at it, I guess, money-wise, but we do everything from MVAs, medical calls. I was just telling Mark in the last week, we went up to the AT trail and pulled off three people that was injured or had medical conditions. So anything under the spectrum, we're going to be going to.
And that's way back in the woods when you go to the AT trail. Do you have a like an ATV you ride to be able to get in a situation like that, or you have to walk up there?
No, we're lucky. We actually got two fullers and a UTV, which, depending on where they're at, is really going to be dictating that. We can literally get up to the AT on the six-wheelers and the four-wheelers, but once we get on the AT, there's numerous sections that you ain't getting a four-wheeler. You're barely able to walk it. So it just depends on where they're at, on how lucky we get, whether we do a lot of hiking or we can just get straight to them on those equipments.
I've been there in those places while I used to hike the A-tree, because I know what you're talking about. It's some places are just impassable to go through. So can you tell Brian and listeners about just our personal experience with the upgrade on the prioritization class?
So we went ahead and notified our insurance carrier that we have had a protection class change. And so we processed the endorsement to do the change, and it saved us on our actual primary home $720.
That's amazing.
A year, yeah.
I mean, and so Kathy and I don't live in a mansion. We have a normal house, and our insurance company, Kathy and I have our insurance with Cincinnati Insurance, and apparently Cincinnati gives a lot better credits when you have a lower protection class. Even they must really surcharge.
So we're very happy about this.
Yeah, I mean, that's real money.
Yes.
And, these fire department guys are, with the exception of Brian, and I believe we have one other maybe paid member, everybody's a voluntary member. And so these people that are out working are doing it for free, and we need to support them. We pay a tax, I'm not a pro tax person, but when we pay a fire tax, it's going right into your local fire department. And the things that you have to buy is expensive. Just to have what we call a turnout gear, a fire suit, Brian, how much does it cost just to equip one firefighter to be able to go out?
The last thing, I just bought one, or bought a couple sets about 4 months ago, so around there. And it was just for the boots, the gloves, jacket, and bunker pants was $4,500 for one set. That's not counting the SCBA.
That's amazing. And not to mention what these trucks cost. And we had some of the trucks insured for $750,000. So you're talking millions of dollars to operate a fire department. And I'd mentioned this previously, but there was a study by the University of Tennessee that a volunteer's time is worth, they've calculated, to be $31 an hour. Mm-hmm. So if we're having to pay our volunteer guys to actually be there and pay them as a worker, we're talking just hundreds of thousands of dollars in payroll it would otherwise cost to have these members there at your beck and call. And it might be at 2 in the morning, right, Brian? I mean, it might be during a snowstorm. You have to go out any type of weather or I guess, you're on 24/7.
Yeah, so, I mean, unfortunately, our last one, we actually just had a structure fire 2 days ago, and it came out at 4:18 in the morning, so you never know.
Yeah, never know when the call's going to be.
But you also, I know when we're talking about different things you guys do, I know you were, we went to that one, you had some training on that Saturday, we went out to that meeting, and you were doing stuff like with people that were on drugs, and how to respond, and how to know which types of medication to give them. Can you talk about that? Is that happening? Is that prevalent here?
Yeah. So EMS was the spearhead of this one, and we was able to join in with them. But they're starting to set up events, an event on Saturday. They're going out to different areas, different communities. We've done one in Warren. We just did the one in Shooting Creek. And all it is really just an outreach to go over some basic stuff. So if you witness, a cardiac arrest, this is the steps to start CPR. If you got Narcan in your care, if someone's got Narcan, you run up on someone that might have overdosed, the procedures to give that Narcan. So it's more just an outreach of just because a lot of times in Clay County, it may take us EMS 10-15 minutes because they're coming from town. So it may be a little bit of response. So 5 to 10 minutes within that time, that could be a life you save. So that's why we're really trying to push the outreach on that and let the community be more involved.
Well, that's great. And I'm glad we got to attend that and learn some about that. So anyway, your local fire department is a huge asset for the community. And we're going to be coming back after the break talking to Chief Brian Anderson from Clay County Fire and Rescue. And we will be back on our show Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and our special guest, Brian Anderson, here from the Clay County Fire and Rescue. I wanted to let you know where we are located. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia. They're right across from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank building, but we're not part of the bank. We're just in a separate wing by ourselves there. But come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia on 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building there. It's a red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see us there also for your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And our last location, which is our main hub, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West, right next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there. We'll be glad to help you with your insurance there in Hayesville. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64. We're right past Arby's and Sow Goods. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And lastly, our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're between the Burger King and United Community Bank. Come by and see us in Blue Ridge, and also check us out on our Facebook page and our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can also check out all these podcasts if you've missed one, and you can also request a quote. We'd love to help you with your insurance.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kathy, and thank you again for Brian for coming on. This has been an honor to have our fire chief here from Clay County here talking about the big news that we had. They, you know, worked really hard, and after waiting for 4 years, we got the nod from ISO, which is Insurance Service Office, that our fire department has exceeded expectations, and now we're being upgraded from a Class 9 to a Class 6, and it's saving people real dollars and real money. Also, I expect that it also gives us more protection in the community, having more resources there that have been acquired, and it's a safer place to be now because we got a professional fire department. We have a really professional staff of people that's running the fire department. So just out of curiosity, you may not know exactly, but how many structure fires does the fire department normally have in a year in Clay County? Now, you've had just one this past week, I understand, or last couple of weeks you've had two.
Yeah, we have. And it's one of those things where those numbers honestly vary from year to year. I think last year we had 8 or 9, the year before we had 4 or 5.
Yeah, so there's going to be.
It just really rotates. We could have none and we could have 10. It just really just depends on kind of how it's going to lay out for us that year.
And each person behind that fire is, there's somebody behind that, somebody's home. So you're there to have to, to help along the process. How about I guess you're, working, traffic accidents, things of that nature. I mean, in a year, do you get paged out for a traffic accident?
Is that may vary as well? I want to say, because we just applied for a grant last month, and I want to say over the last 3 years, we've averaged around 40 to 45 accidents a year.
Yeah. So it's you figure a couple a month or more. I mean, it's definitely and they have to be there for these terrible times. What would help the fire department about response time as far as, I know you can get the 911 stickers or, having your property marked well. What helps the fire department to locate your property if there's a situation where it be maybe a medical issue or you're trying to find a place? Is that sometimes cause problems trying to find somebody's residence when you're out?
It really does. A lot of it's just signage. I've never really been behind understanding the mindset, but a lot of times when road signs gets missing because they got a funny name, I mean, that's somebody's life. We don't, in our area, GPS sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. So when dispatch gives us, hey, this is a cross street, go to it, and I don't see a sign, we got some major issues going on. But a lot of it is numerics on addressing. We actually have signage where you can come by. We can make a sign for, you know, just a couple dollars just to recoup the cost, and then whatever extra goes into a donation or donation line. So that way, if we got, you know, if there was somebody, we go to a call and someone really needs a small little walkway, you know, that's where that donation goes back in to help the community. So stuff like that, but most definitely the numerics is a big thing. They need to be visible and not, you know, x-ray vision where you have to look at it to find the number. So that's a big thing, is the numerics on the...
I'm sure GPS has helped over the, you know, the last 20 years. I mean, now at least you have that going for you. But we're in the same thing. Sometimes we're insuring a house and we're trying to find where the house is at because we don't, you know, you have to have good directions, or if you just have an address, you may not know exactly where you're trying to get to. And I imagine that's probably a challenge for the fire department too. So it's good to have your property well marked and established where your address is. What other things can a homeowner do, Brian, to help out as far as fire safety, or what do you recommend? I mean, what does the fire department recommend as far as, like, I guess I'll think smoke detectors, fire alarms, just like we do, I guess? Or
correct. I mean, most definitely have the smoke detectors. That's another thing. We actually will come out and install smoke detectors. Just get called, give us some time, we're more happy to install them. We also do carbon monoxide detectors. We'll install one per house. But a big thing, especially right now with it being the way the wildfires are really kind of pushing with the brush fires and stuff, make sure you clean from around the exterior of your house. Blow the leaves off. Make sure that you don't have any trees real close. That is a big push right now, because the way the wind whips, especially the way it's been going now, these fires are spreading pretty quick. So, you know, a 20-foot buffer could save your house. Mm-hmm. So that's another big thing, is make sure the exterior of your house is cleaned.
Well, we had that same, you know, thing when we inspect a house about, you know, we recommend taking out trees. I mean, the trees are beautiful, but also, not to mention fire, but also you have a windstorm, you know, fall on your house. So it is a hazard. So I guess as far as, you know, calls that you have, I mean, you got people, I guess, how do you, and I know you're always looking for good volunteers. I mean, you got people to field all these calls. What do they need to do to join the fire department, Brian, if somebody wanted to become a member?
If somebody would like to join, which we are more than welcome, the more we have, the better we are. You can go onto our Facebook page. It's ClayCountyFireAndRescue.org. Just go on there, check that out. You can print a transcript off of that, or that has email access to our public information's officer. If you want to email her, she'll make sure she gets you an application. And then when it's done, just come by the station, main station in town. It's 30 May Street. Someone should be there. Just hand it off, and then we'll get the ball rolling from there.
So that's right behind the Methodist Church, not too far away from Truett Memorial Baptist Church. And also, I'm sure you guys have to have a donation as well. Somebody can buy and bring a donation and support the fire department as well.
Yeah, most definitely. And like I said, with the donations, a lot of times with the donations, unless it's specific where they say they want it to go for a piece of apparatus, gear, or something, we'll throw it in our donation line on them. One other thing, this year we have been giving out $200 to $500 scholarships. But now we doubled it, so this year we'll go to $400 or $500 scholarships. So that's where that money's coming from, is not just again to help out the community in general.
Well, that's great
on that side. So,
tell us about, you know, people might be surprised to find out that one of the things the fire department has is actually a boat. So I mean, you're on the lakes too as well, aren't you, Brian? How does that work? Tell us about that.
So we actually have a pretty good system with the way we work with Towns County. Towns County provides a lot, the dive team. In case we need anything associated with that, we do have the boat that was built to be a rescue surface water style. So we work really well with them. They need us, we go up there to get them for any surface water stuff. We call them in for dive teams. But that's another thing, is hit or miss. Whether we, you know, a couple years ago, we had 5 or 6 accidents on the lake. Last year, I think we had 2. But that's another thing. Just be smart out there. Be aware of all your surroundings, because within a second, that can change real quick.
Yeah, water is deadly. This brings up another topic. You also have, you know, other departments in other areas that you have what's called a mutual aid agreement with. So if you've got maybe a structural fire that, say, maybe in Brasstown, you may have another department come over and help, and that's already kind of pre-planned. It could be one from Georgia, maybe. So not only are they working just for the department here in Clay County, they also – Jace, you would help out in Towns County, too, if you had to, wouldn't you?
We do. We work a lot with Towns County.
Yeah. So, all righty. Well, I think we're about wrapped up here, and we really appreciate Brian coming on. Check it out. You know, I think we even got a better rating. I think we were just like 2 members shy, weren't we? We could have got a better rating with that. So, yeah. Consider joining, becoming a member, getting involved. It's a good thing to do. And next week we'll be back. This is Mark and Kathy Moore. We're broadcasting on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.